Are you ready to listen to a podcast?
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
Now you can start listening.
You all right?
Yeah. I've just seen this tweet and it's amazing.
Okay.
And it's so true. Just says, how come when a house is haunted, it's always a ghost from like the 1700s?
Yeah, yeah, it's true.
Why never a ghost from 2007 screaming, it's Britney! At 3 a.m.
All right, you've got that. I've got this. If somebody's pants are on fire, is it because they lied or did it start because the money in their pocket burned a hole in it?
Ooh.
I know, right?
Ooh.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is the worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Here's what you missed!
Hello, good morning!
Good morning.
Hello. This is High FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland. I was out with a friend last night and we were... I know, check me out.
Yeah, that won't last.
We were at a well-known coffee establishment.
Starbucks.
No,
Costa?
Stop.
So when you're at Lino's...
Stop!
Whilst at Gloria Jean's...
And it came to the end of the night and he was paying his bill on his card.
Right, I wasn't even buying you a coffee.
Well, no, because I bought my own.
You went Dutch. Ooh, there's not going to be a second coffee, you know that.
He handed them his Amex card, right?
He's got an
American Express card. Well, he had a couple and he had a quiche as well.
And still didn't buy yours.
And the guy says, sorry, sir, we don't take American Express. But then... my friend had stern words.
Like what? Loads of places don't take Amex.
I know, but there's a reason that he had stern words. And I was laughing.
It wasn't an Amex?
No.
I don't know.
So the guy says, we don't take American Express. My friend says, so why is there that sign by your till that says, American Express welcome?
Hang on.
The guy says, it's just there for display purposes.
That's the best thing ever.
Hey, get up.
Get up.
Don't hit snooze anymore. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Across Oman.
Hi.
This is High... oh, excuse me.
Squeaky chair.
Yeah, that's what I'm blaming it on. This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
1 out of 10 men will do what on a first date?
Get it right. She shoots, she scores.
1 out of 10 men will... break wind.
Are you serious?
On a first date.
On a first date?
On a first date.
Oh.
You might hear this.
Nasty.
Or it might be, probably, silent but violent.
Get a load of that.
And 1 in 5 men say they'll pee with a door open within a few dates.
Oh.
Now, this didn't say how many women would do either of those things, but I would estimate it's somewhere around 0%. So if you're looking for a litmus test to see if a first date has potential to turn into something long-term... I guess this counts, right? Because if the woman doesn't bail on you after this, you guys are probably going to get married.
Any excuse to play fart noises, Banks.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
The worst of the High FM Morning Show podcast.
It's High FM. It's Banks here. Hello, good morning. Waving at you.
Morning.
Hello. George's over there. She's not waving at you.
Nope.
He's kind of leaning over on the desk.
Slumped.
Slumped is the word. Yesterday, we discussed what we were going to do on the show today. Can you remember? No. Okay,
did
then.
Did we?
Yes, we did. We had a little meeting, a little show meeting on the radio yesterday.
Yesterday.
All my troubles seem so far away. Yeah.
No idea at all.
Okay, one sentence. No one wants a munter.
Oh, yes!
Yes!
Didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Should we do that now?
Shall we?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
First, though, what is a munter?
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Person,
use
your woman of ugly appearance.
That's it.
In fact, such hideous physical appearance that one would rather scour one's eyes out than snatch a glimpse of them. So deformed and devoid of any attractive attributes that to beat them to death with their own shoes would be an act of mercy. You are what you eat, and munters have eaten all the ugly people they could find. The munter.
So, basically, no one wants a munter.
But then I think the munter is in the eye of the beholder, perhaps.
This is true. I've done some munting in my time.
Right.
But didn't end up with a munter.
What I always like is when you're with someone and you think the best thing ever, and everyone else is like,
yeah,
he looks nice. And then afterwards they're like, How could you have?
Munter!
I mean, damn, he was ugly.
Or when your friend sets you up with someone and they always say that one thing, oh, they've got a lovely personality.
Ugliest sin.
Oh, yeah, munter!
Yeah.
Therefore, no one wants a munter! Hello?
Hello?
Oh, you're still there?
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Most people would hang up and go, yeah. I'm not actually waiting that long.
I'm worth the wait.
But not you.
Okay.
All right. Who are you?
Hi, my name is Marissa. Okay, I just have a quick comment about your passing wind thing.
Breaking wind. Okay.
Yes.
Comment about that. This is 1 in 10 men will do this on a first date and they'll break wind.
Okay, but you know, a lot of us women, and George knows this too, a lot of us women put up with a lot more than that.
Preach! Honestly.
Oh, like, here we go.
You could get me started, but that sometimes is the least of your worries. Like, it's not great, it's not a great move, but the other stuff, unbelievable.
All right, then, what's the other stuff?
Okay, for instance, the door thing. Whatever happened to chivalry?
Yeah.
Don't guys feel like they have to have a need to open the door for a lady?
Well, hang on, why can't you do that yourself?
It's nice. Just be a gentleman. I just want someone to be a gentleman.
I mean, if you're carrying the shopping in, I'm coming in, then okay, I'll open the door for you just to get the shopping in so you can get in the kitchen and make me a turkey sandwich.
It's like you've grown up in the wrong century or something.
What are you talking about? You have no idea.
Yes, I do. Okay, well...
She's right. She's absolutely right. There's nothing wrong with holding a door open rather than these days just letting it slap in your face.
Depends where you are. Are you past that point? You know that point sometimes where you go up to a door and there's somebody and they're about 6 steps behind. You can't just do that because sometimes they don't go to the door.
Well, why is your date 6 steps behind you?
Oh, now it's a date, is it?
Yeah, you said it's the first date they've happened, right?
Oh, listen, you have no idea what you're talking about.
Yes, she does.
No, she doesn't.
No, you've just got no manners. There's no gentleman left. And these days, it's even worse with all the WhatsApp and the blue ticking and... I'm fine, though. Everything's fine.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.
This is High FM's Robin Banks.
Good morning.
I'm George Ryland.
Yes.
Big news.
Right, is this the compliment news?
This is the compliment news.
Oh, my God. Listen, if you're listening now, if you're driving, if you can pull over to the side of the road...
Take notes.
If you need to take notes, please do.
Well, I'm going to do the context.
Okay.
So we'll get that done first.
All right, okay.
So yesterday, I posted a picture of us getting a smoothie in the smoothie factory.
Right, yeah.
Said that I was doing it after my workout.
Yeah.
And someone commented, you work out.
Right, okay.
So I did an Insta story at the gym, like, yeah, cheeky, I work out.
Okay.
Then I went to the supermarket.
Yeah.
And I was buying my spinach and lettuce and chicken. And, you just look at it and go, ugh.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And I see this guy that I know. Right. I haven't seen it for ages. So we're shouting over the sills at this point. He's going, that better be healthy. I saw your pictures on Insta.
Oh, God.
So I was like, but look at it, though. Look at the spinach, though.
Nice.
And then wheel my trolley out.
Right.
And he goes, nice shorts.
Oh, hello.
So I was like, oi, I earned these shorts. Yeah. These are marathon shorts.
Marathon shorts?
So he says, did you have to do any running for them?
Hey.
So I've done 3 marathons, actually. These are from the London Marathon.
Yeah, yeah.
And he looked at me like the jaw hit the ground. Yeah. And then he went, you're like a little, like one of those tools. Yeah. I was like, a Stanley knife.
What was he talking about?
No, and then someone, a different till goes, it means Swiss Army knife. So anyway, and I thought it was actually an awesome compliment.
Yeah.
He was like, you're like a little Swiss Army knife. You're full of surprises and it's awesome. And I was like, yay! And he goes like, nail files.
Oh, God. So there you go. Take that into your day. If you want to compliment a lady, call her a Swiss Army knife.
It's nice to see anyone said to me for a couple of weeks. I'm not going to lie.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Come on. On High FM.
Come on then. Come on then. Come on then.
Have you forgotten your manners?
Come on.
Come on what?
Every man is waiting. News that men need for Valentine's Day.
And on behalf of every woman, please remember your manners.
Here comes the jokes now. Here comes the jokes from Ryland.
Please, George, will you tell us? Yes, Robin. Since you are so nicely, I will.
I'll have this ready.
No, this...
There you go.
Actually, I do need that in a second.
Do you need it?
But this is for that really awkward situation. If you've just started dating someone, what are you supposed to do? How much is too much?
Yeah,
what
exactly.
is not enough? And the magic number is...
What's the magic number? Oh, well, hang on.
Drum roll, please.
Well, no, I haven't got
a drum
roll.
Guys, there when you don't need him.
All right. That's my drum roll.
to avoid disappointment like that on Valentine's Day. The magic number is 41 days.
41 days?
Yeah, if you've been dating for that length of time, you are going to have to fork out. Get some flowers. You don't need to go too much.
Thanks.
But you do need to get some flowers.
All right.
Only half of men are planning to buy them. The other half aren't going to have that good an evening.
The other half are my heroes.
Wake up with Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. Oman.
This is High FM. Banks here, Ryan's over there.
Hello.
I was in a well-known supermarket over the weekend.
Carrefour?
And I was sent out to get something because we had to make Play-Doh for Annie's school.
Right, so let me guess. You're already in a mood because you've been sent out.
Yeah. And
you're also in a mood because you're having to make Play-Doh when you can buy it.
When you can buy
made.
It, right? And that's what I said. I said, why don't we just buy it?
I know you too well.
Change the tub over. It's Play-Doh for you. Yeah, we made it last night. So I have to buy tartar sauce.
See, my mum used to make Play-Doh. I don't remember that going into it.
That was in the list of ingredients from the school, tartar sauce. So I went to this well-known supermarket.
Mars.
And I couldn't find any tartar sauce. So I asked the man,
Alfair,
who had a T-shirt on saying, I'm here to help.
Uh-oh. Did he just go, aisle 11?
I know, I just wish he would.
And then walked away and you never saw him again.
I just wish. No, he didn't. I said, have you got any tartar sauce? And he looked at me and went, tartar sauce? And I went, yeah, tartar sauce. And he said, no, sir. Tata's a big company in India.
I had something like this. Back when I lived in the UK, I went to Waitrose.
Right.
Do you have any quinoa?
Oh, darling.
My ex wanted it.
Yeah.
Ugh, right, that kind of guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this guy's looking at me blankly. And then I was going, you got any quinoa, mate?
Because you know that's how it's spelled.
And he went, oh, yeah. It's
quinoa, right. It's next to the jalapenos.
I woke up this morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up.
Hi, FM.
It's Hi, FM. It's Robin Banks.
Hi, good morning.
I'm George Ryland.
Yes.
You've heard all this stuff about the changes to Snapchat and everyone's up in arms.
Yeah.
Stuff just got worse on social.
No.
Instagram.
Instagram?
Yeah. Uh-oh. Gonna have to get the lid on that stalking because now, if you take a snapshot or record someone's Instagram story, it's gonna let them know.
No! All your stalkers just let you know anyway. They're quite
they
open
really
with it.
They really have no shame.
Don't do that.
Good morning. Robin Banks and George Ryland. Weekday mornings on High FM.
Let's go!
The non-profit organisation that regulates the official set of emojis is called the Unicord Consortium.
Okay.
They have just finalised the list of 157 new emojis for 2018.
That's
which
a lot.
Should hit our phones in the summer. Now, here is what you can expect. 6 new faces, including a hot face, a cold face, and one that's partying.
Yeah. Well, they're easier to work out, though, because some of those smiley faces, you can't tell if it's done with you or if it's just tired or what it means.
Men's and women's faces with red hair, brown curly hair and white hair. Oh, and bald faces as well. So no more having to use the moon emoji or the volleyball bald people. Superheroes and supervillains with different skin tones and hairstyles. Legs, feet, a bone and a tooth. New animals, including a raccoon, a hippo, a kangaroo, a swan, and a peacock.
This is going to make life so much easier.
And other random new objects like a skateboard, a teddy bear, a cupcake, a receipt, a magnet, a ball of yarn, a sponge, and a pirate flag.
You've got to wonder what they didn't do, haven't you?
No, right? You know, finding out what new emojis are coming to our phones is strangely big news, isn't it?
It
people
actually
love
is,
it.
Yeah.
I'm like, hang on, I'm going to be able to send people emojis of a teddy bear or a sponge soon? Oh, George, that's going to be huge.
Weekday mornings when you wake up. Yeah, we're sorry.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wake up, you it's a brand new day.
Is the worst of the High FM morning show.
High FM.
So, the Winter Olympics.
Yeah, that's sort of sprung up. Why didn't I mention it before?
Should we cover it?
I mean, does anyone care?
I don't know.
Does anyone ever care about the Winter Olympics?
Winter Olympics.
Stuff going on in the cold?
I don't care for the Winter Olympics. I didn't even know they'd get snow in South Korea. Hockey's cool, but what the hell is curling? If you don't know why they brush the ice, then I'm with you. Snowball fights, snowball fights, why are there no snowball fights? A gold medal in snowball fights, that's what I would win. Cross-country skiing, could it be more boring? It's as exciting as watching ice fishing. And ice dancing is just figure skating with a different name. But sharpshooting, ice skating, they should add that to the games. Unless you have a bobsleigh or you are from Norway.
Wake up.
I just keep moving.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits. Well, we just haven't got any.
It's High FM, Robin Banks.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning, I'm George Ryland.
Yes.
Got a bit of a problem.
Ah, okay.
At home.
Right.
So, there's an issue with my soundbar.
Oh, the new soundbar?
Yes.
It didn't get wet, did it?
No, I don't think it did.
Okay.
But I moved it up next to the TV and I don't think it likes being there.
Yeah.
And how it's expressing this is when I press pause on a TV show.
Yeah.
When I then press play again, it comes on at full sound.
Now, it's shouting at you.
Yes.
It's angry.
So, I'm not sure what my neighbours must think of me now.
Right.
But I've been watching Peep Show again recently, you know, with Mitchell and Webb.
Love it, yeah.
And it just seems that every time I press play again, one of the characters goes, Jeremy! They probably think, oh, I've got this boyfriend called Jeremy who I hate.
Yeah, right, and you're shouting at him.
Yeah.
What's going on there?
Well, I don't know. I don't know how to fix it. But it's so loud. You've heard it, haven't you?
Yeah,
on full volume.
It is really loud.
Yeah.
Maybe you should go to your next door neighbours. Just knock on the door.
Have you seen Jeremy?
Go, myself and Jeremy would like to apologise.
Jeremy and I would like to have you round for dinner.
For dinner!
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Right, you may laugh, okay.
I probably will laugh.
But I've actually got a really good cladding story.
Do tell.
You know where I live?
Yeah.
The house opposite me.
Yes.
Has recently had cladding put on.
Yes, because you had the new people move in a few months back.
No, not that house, the one beside it.
Okay.
And they've been there for quite a while, the people in there. And the outside of the house, it was getting a bit old. It was looking a bit...
down at heel.
Yeah, a bit worse for wear. So I think they've probably decided, rightfully so, it needed a little bit of a spruce up.
Maybe I should have some cladding done.
So they started the cladding on the house. And it's all going really well. Now, there's two windows that I can see from my balcony.
With your binoculars?
No, I don't need the binoculars with them. I only need the binoculars with the ones at the back.
Fair enough.
Right? Because I'm over the other side of the street, I can see between the two windows, the cladding's kind of, it's not straight, but you can't see it if you're close to it because you'd be looking up.
Yeah.
And the angle, you'd actually have to be on the same level as me when I'm on my balcony.
Amazing.
So it kind of dips down in the middle. When the sort of cladding bricks meet, it's not straight. So do you tell them or do you not tell them?
Don't tell them.
Mate, no, I didn't.
So, you know that stuff I've got in my lounge?
What stuff
on
that?
The top of the wall.
What do you call it? That's called coving.
Coving,
yeah. Hang on. That's my cladding story. Can we hang on for your coving story?
Oh, it's worth wait. It really isn't. We're so rock and roll.
Oh, this is your first time tuning in. It's like this.
It's not usually this good.
George's coving story is on the way.
Not a euphemism.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
The worst of the High FM morning show podcast.
This is High FM. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hello.
This new study suggests that when you sleep, your brain's visual centre operates in a kind of screensaver mode.
I don't know what it was doing last night, but that's not a screensaver I'd choose.
Which explains why George Ryland keeps dreaming that she's getting attacked by flying toasters.
Do you know, I don't even own a toaster.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Other stations would want to give you their best bits, but not us. Because we don't have any.
This is Robin Banks, George Ryland's there.
Morning.
We had my cladding story.
Quite something.
And now I know people are still here awaiting George's coving story. And coving is at the top of the walls, between the wall and the ceiling.
This is much envied coving in MQ because my house is the only one that I know of that has it. And actually a friend of mine is trying to force her landlord into doing her lounge like that. So wow. I thought, oh, it's lovely. That's really nice.
Yeah.
And then one day I had a friend come around who went, doesn't that annoy you how they've stopped it at the top of the aircon? There's just a gap where the aircon is. But I don't notice this stuff. Of course, now I noticed it.
Of course you do, yeah.
And I was lying on the sofa the other day. Thought, that's funny. Because there's just a gap above the door as well that I've never noticed.
No, really?
It just stopped. It just literally just stopped.
It is fine.
That's a job well done.
There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, if you've been listening for the past 20 minutes, that's my cladding story and George's coving story.
Yes.
Well done to us. Well done. Oh, yes.
What a day.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody. It's Higgum of Umbumum. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Hello.
And there's Selena Gomez.
Oh, you do love your celebrity gossip, don't you?
Well, I've got some Selena news here.
Oh, is it something to do with the Bieber?
No, it's
what?
Not. Although there is a line, actually, that I wrote about Bieber at the end. Selena has a very important message for anybody who's battling depression. You may never completely get past it, but that's okay. She did an interview.
That's cheery.
Well, this is what she said, and this is good. She says, I've got a lot of issues with depression and anxiety, and I've been very vocal about it, but it's not something I feel I'll ever overcome. There won't be a day when I'm like, here I am in a pretty dress, I won. Which is very similar to Justin Bieber's lifelong struggles with narcissism.
Robin Banks.
What? Shut the front door.
George Ryland.
You shut up.
Hiya, FM.
Hi, FM, with a Winter Olympics update.
Ooh!
Oh,
did you want me to say something?
Yeah,
sure, I can do.
Great.
Have you seen the North Korean cheerleaders?
No.
It's amazing. There's 200 of them and they wear masks.
There you go! Yay!
Get up! Gotta get up. Get up. This is the worst of the High FM morning show.
Get up! Gotta get up.
Hi FM, it's the radio station.
Yes.
Oman's number one hit music station. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Yes.
Now, this could help you the next time you need to talk to your boss. You know, you see Ehab out and he's chatting to someone.
Have I recognised him?
Yes, you have.
Okay.
And you go, oh my God, I really should go up and say hello.
Especially after the last time.
But you're nervous about it, okay?
Because of the last time?
Yeah, because of the last time. And also, he's chatting to somebody.
Ooh.
So, yeah, what do you do?
Ooh.
Right? You're walking up to two people in the middle of a conversation.
Right.
Here's a little trick to figure out if it's okay to interrupt.
Okay.
Look at which way their feet are pointing.
Because if you're interested in someone, your feet point towards them, is that it?
That's basically it, yeah. If they see you and they turn their entire body so their feet are pointing at you, it means the conversation they're having probably isn't that important.
And so?
Yeah.
If you're talking to me...
George is getting up now. She's now
right,
coming
so
around.
You there,
yeah, it's me.
And I'm stood like that.
Yeah, so if I go like that...
You are boring me. You're boring me.
No. You wouldn't do that. You would make it obvious. Look at my feet. They're pointing away from you. Shee. But if they only turn their head or their upper body like that, but their feet are still pointing at the other person, it means just get out of there.
Okay, just do a quick wave and duck out.
Yeah.
Duck and cover.
So Ehab goes, what is it, George? You go, nothing.
I was going to say that before.
Please keep me on.
Oman's
FM. Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Hi FM.
Morning.
When we talk about weight gain, we're usually worried about what goes into your mouth, right? Not the words that come out of it.
Right.
George, just using one word might make you eat more. What is that word?
If it's not supersize, is it yes?
Yes. More! The word is snack.
Ah, a snackcident.
If you use the word snack, it's going to make you eat more than if you called it a small meal instead. Two groups of ladies were given the same amount of pasta. One group ate it while sitting at a table, so it was more like a meal.
Yeah.
And the other group was told they were eating a snack.
Who has pasta for a snack?
And they had to eat it out of a plastic bowl while standing up.
Right.
It was the same amount of food, but it felt more like a snack. And then later on, the researchers put some sweets out and let them eat as much as they wanted. And the snack eaters consumed twice as much sweets. In other words, just calling it a snack instead of a meal made them feel like they hadn't eaten very much, so they thought they could overindulge on dessert.
I don't believe in snacks. You're just eating in between. Just by calling it a word doesn't mean that you need it. You don't need something in between meals.
You don't need something
you're
in between meals.
You're just eating more. And some days, I eat more than I need. Some days, I go for it. They're not snacks.
She's
I'm
off.
Just overeating.
She's off on one.
And another thing, if I want to get a pizza in between my meals, I'm going to do that. It's not a snack. It's just a pizza that I want because I can get a pizza because that is my choice. That has nothing to do with snacking. I'm not going to pass it off as anything other than what it is.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Good morning, everybody.
I can do what I want. I'm making my own decisions. They don't necessarily have to be good ones. That's my choice. It is not a snack, though. I have three meals a day should I need them. I only really need two, if we're honest. Sometimes I have three. That's beside the point. Snacks don't come into it. It's just extra food, more food, unnecessary food. And sometimes food related.
She's still going on about it.
Not snacks.
She's still going on about it. That was, how long was that?
Burnt off some calories though, eh?
Hello, Hi FM.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Boring.
Boring Merez.
Hey.
Woo, 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 woo.
All right, a few minutes ago, you guys were talking about weight gain and snacking.
Oh, don't get, don't. We've just faded her back up now. She's just finished. Flipping out.
On purpose. All right, anyway, well, instead of calling it a snack or meal or just call it a juice, whatever it is.
Oh, he's gone on about juicing.
Again.
He loves his juicing.
Name it juice, and then people won't really think that they're going to gain weight.
Yeah, but a snack is, we're talking about pasta. How did you get on from snacking to juicing? He does this. Any excuse.
Sounds like some kind of commission on behalf of the Juice Federation.
Yeah, he is Jason Vale.
Boring!
All right, yeah, exactly.
And now he's annoyed! Now he's hung up!
Waste your life now. Follow my simple instructions. Idiots.
Get up!
The worst of the High FM Morning Show.
Morning Show.
Podcast.
And now, boys and girls, it's time for stories. Yes, story time.
Yay!
Today, we've chosen this. It's a new book called George and the New Airport.
So yesterday, I did a trial of the new airport.
Yay!
I was doing my bit.
Yeah.
There was hundreds of us there.
Right.
I was trial number 12.
You had a number?
Well, the trial had a number.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah, it wasn't just me.
Number 12, step forward!
So we went to the convention centre.
Nice.
Where I saw Khalid from the Crown Plaza.
Oh, wow. Morning, Khalid!
Morning, Khalid! And we got bused to the new airport.
Right.
Then we chose our luggage.
Okay.
And then in we went with our fake passports.
Oh, look at you.
And we checked in.
Right.
We went to the new airport, which is beautiful and it's huge.
Yeah, I've seen the pictures and videos of inside the airport and it looks amazing.
I was a little bit upset, though.
Was this the upset at about 17:22 yesterday?
It was a bit before that.
Ah, so you were upset and then you sent me this WhatsApp message?
Yes.
Okay. Would you like to let people know what's in your WhatsApp message? Or is that not part of the story?
That's not part of the story.
I wonder why.
However, me being me, I love an airport.
Right.
I did wonder if perhaps there might be a shopping opportunity.
Well,
but the shops aren't open
yet.
Well,
of course not. They're not going to be open, are they?
Well, you know.
Did you go into it thinking that there'd be shops open?
Yeah.
Well, that's a bit silly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I kind of wanted to advance plan what I might buy next time I fly. Anyway, we had a bit of a wait for the boarding time for our fake flight.
Okay. How long was the wait?
2 hours.
Was that when you sent me that WhatsApp message?
It was. That was also when I smashed you on the step challenge.
Oh, yeah, all right. Okay. Aren't these Fitbits great for stuff
Aren't
like
they
that?
Great. Right. 20,000 steps yesterday.
I'll just go for a little wander. That's what I'll do. There you go. Boys and girls, I hope you enjoyed our story today. It's George and the new airport.
Ooh.
Well done, George. Well done.
Oman's High FM.
Waking up laughing is always a good way to wake up in the morning.
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
This is High FM. This is Robin Banks and George Ryland's over there.
Hello.
Good morning to you. Cool and the gang will be inducted into the Songwriters Hall of Fame.
Nice.
If only there was a song they could celebrate the big news to. Come on!
Short celebration then.
High FM. Remember back when you could make somebody a mixtape?
Yes.
Or a photo collage?
Yeah.
This year, you've got to go Spotify, haven't you? Make them a playlist.
They were horrible, though.
Or a Facebook photo memories video.
Yeah.
Which is not the same, is it? Our new survey asked people to name the things that have been replaced by technology that they miss the most. And I've got the top 10 right here. Number 10, buying CDs and having a CD collection.
Yes and no. Yeah. Mixed views about that, because it is so much easier these days.
So much easier. Number 9, having a pen pal.
No.
Number 8, sending postcards. Hate doing that.
Really? Well, no, I don't like sending them, but I like receiving them. I like getting mail. I miss that.
Number 7, sending letters.
No, again, I just like getting them.
And 7 and 6 are kind of the same. Number 6, handwritten letters.
Yeah, obviously you type one out and send it to someone, would you? It's a bit cold.
That is something you do, isn't it?
Really?
Yeah. Mm. You're a handwritten letter kind of girl.
Well, yeah, if I'm going to write a letter, I wouldn't do it on the computer. Just send an email,
to
wouldn't I?
To whom it concerns.
Dear sir or madam.
Number 5, the excitement of seeing how the photos from a roll of film turned out.
Oh, no, because people think that, but this is a rose-tinted memory.
Yeah, it is.
Because actually, most of them are just black with a thumbprint on, or you know, you've got that judgmental sticker.
We can't yet. Do you remember that?
I can't remember what it said, but it's basically you suck at photography.
Number 4, having printed photos around the house. I actually disagree, because you can just get your photo, your digital photo, print it out.
Well, I've got printed photos around my house anyway. I'm so old school.
Number 3, recording TV shows on your VCR. No, again, I don't miss that.
No, because it was horrible and it went wrong, and then your mum would be shouting at you.
Number 2, putting photos into albums.
Boring.
Again, completely boring. And number 1, making mixtapes.
No, and the thing is, you just get a mixtape from some loser that you want nothing to do with, and then it ends up in the back of the car, and it's just, you know, one of those things on the floor. It's that kind of thing, isn't it, a mixtape?
Yeah, but if it was a C90, you could go, ooh, hello.
Well, I've got that. Over that.
Yeah.
Get up. Don't hit snooze anymore.
Robin Banks.
I put my heart and soul into this show.
George Ryland.
You're going to hear some fear.
Woo!
Get up. High FM.
Oh no, come on.
Zoe sat down and wheeled into the tent like, ta-da!
Here I am!
Showtime!
Yes!
Right, got to completely flip the tone now.
Oh.
And I don't usually do this. You usually do this and I moan because you're depressing me. But I've got a sad story.
Oh no.
And it just got me a bit.
Okay,
so I wanted to share it.
Okay.
So you got these two people, I think they're from Canada.
Right.
Tanner and Nikki.
All right, Tanner and Nikki.
This couple. And they've got a little pug dog called Remy.
All right.
So Tanner, Nikki and Remy decide they're going to change their lives. They're going to follow their dreams.
All right.
They sold everything.
I'm sure Remy didn't actually have anything to do with it. It was Tanner and Nikki.
I think he was the driving force. He's
really
determined. You see in his eyes. These pugs, honestly.
Yeah, right.
Bullshit. So they'd sold everything they owned.
Right.
And they bought a boat.
Okay.
And off they went on their once in a lifetime adventure.
Brilliant.
Do you know how long that lasted?
I reckon like a week or something.
20 minutes.
Oh my God, you're kidding me.
No. The boat sank with everything on it. I know, right? And you want to laugh, but it also breaks your heart. And they managed to get off with the pug.
Yeah. Well, they didn't get very far, did they?
Well, they had nothing. So they've given up their jobs.
Yeah.
They don't own anything now because everything just sank.
Hey, guess what?
What?
They did a Ryland. That's something that you do. Robin, I sold everything and I bought a boat. Guess what happened?
Robin, could you come pick me up?
IFM. Take a seat. Robin Banks. Right over there.
George Ryland.
It's IFM. This is Robin Banks, George Ryland.
Morning.
Myself and George had a little trip yesterday.
We had a little wander, didn't we?
Oman Avenue's mall. George wanted to buy her 7 real facial wipes.
That really hurts.
And I needed to get my phone fixed to go over to the Mi store there because I've got an Apple. And I heard it was a hardware problem because I'm putting my...
Do you mean you read it on a nerd forum?
And also Jish the engineer told me. He said, what it is you're putting the charger in and you've been putting it in so much, the little charge point at the bottom has become loose.
Okay.
So I go over there with my phone, I take my number in the Mi store, and I'm next. And I go up and I go, got a problem with my phone, it doesn't charge. The girl, without even a breath, takes it from me. She plugs it in, checks it. She immediately plugs it back out. She gets the SIM pin? Bless you! And she plugs it in. And you know the SIM pin?
SIM pin.
SIM pin, yeah.
Oh, it's a paperclip, but not.
That's it, yeah.
Yep.
She gets that and she puts the end into the charging point of my iPhone.
Right.
And she starts hoiking it around in there like she's digging for gold. She knew what she was doing, obviously, but I thought she's been really aggressive.
So I wouldn't do that. You completely ruined.
I was so embarrassed. The amount of dirt.
Ooh.
It was just... She got my phone and went... It was like a sandpit came out.
Ooh.
Black dirt. She plugged it back in. There you go, sir. She fixed it.
Disclaimer on behalf of the show.
Yes, can we just say that?
Just say, this is at user risk.
Do not try this at home. But yet do, right?
Robin Banks and George Ryland.
Wow, these guys are definitely something special.